This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A jury is now deliberating the case of a former fire captain accused of sexually assaulting five women. According to the charges, two of the victims were minors and two were under his supervision as the hygiene fire captain. The defense says Cameron Barnaby was a womanizer and used women for sex, but that it was consensual. The case went to the jury a little after four this afternoon. President Donald Trump reportedly plans to ease federal restrictions on marijuana. Trump is expected to reclassify marijuana as a Schedule 3 drug, such as Tylenol with codeine or ketamine. Democratic Representative Jason Crow has been pushing for the VA to allow veterans to use cannabis as an alternative to opioids. He says a lot will depend on how it's reclassified.
I am generally in favor of allowing more access to cannabis and doing it in a controlled, regulated, responsible way.
Marijuana is currently a Schedule 1 drug, a category that includes heroin and LSD. During the Biden administration, health officials recommended reclassifying cannabis to a Schedule 3 drug. One person involved in a car accident with a Grand Junction High School wrestling team has died. 18-year-old Julio Vasquez Gonzalez was a passenger in the SUV that struck the team bus 2 weeks ago. 16 people suffered various injuries in both vehicles from the crash, according to Lakewood police. The driver of the SUV was 22-year-old Andrew Logan Miller. He was arrested and charged with multiple counts of reckless driving, child abuse, and speeding more than 40 miles per hour above the limit. He could now face additional charges, including vehicular homicide. This is CPR News.